Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, the number three, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Bill Schley. Bill is the president and co-founder of Brand Team 6. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him online. You'll find his books, The Microscript Rules, Why Johnny Can't Brand, The Unstoppables, Tapping Your Entrepreneurial Power, and, I don't know, 20 or 30 more. Hey, Bill, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the fundamentals with Bill Schley, ladies and gentlemen. They're not old school. They're not new school. They're the school. They don't. They're the same. Millennials, the things that the fundamentals you're going to be needing 10 years from now are going to be the same fundamentals I learned decades ago. Bill and I learned decades ago. Bill, you got more fundamentals for us on how to go to market.
Well, the thing about the fundamentals are that, and people say, you know, because of new technology, that everything, that the fundamentals don't change. Technology is another one. Technology changes every day, but humanity never does.
That's right.
And you can substitute the word truth, too. Technology changes every day, but the truth never does. When you see the latest digital fads and digital marketing and social media, sure, that stuff, that technology is great. Those are new mediums, but the fundamentals of what's my difference that I stand for? And every single day, you know, a lot of CEOs pass that off in big corporations. Oh, I've got a marketing department for that. I've got, you know, Graham Weston, who only started Rackspace from scratch and ended up with $1 billion,
mm-hmm.
Who I've been lucky enough to know for all these years, to say the CEO's responsibility every single day on his way into work is what makes me the first choice for my customers every
mm-hmm.
single day.
Mm-hmm.
If the CEO passes that off, he shouldn't be CEO. Because that's the vision. That's the vision of the company. What do we do that no one else does? What's that difference that we stand for? And then, you know, as we go through this COVID stuff, it just becomes more important than ever. Let me say this. Do you remember Andy Rooney died a few years ago? He's
mm-hmm.
one of my favorites.
Of course.
Now, I'm a marketer.
He's my curmudgeon mentor.
I know. Here's what Andy said one day. I'm a marketer by trade, right?
He said, exactly.
The problem is that we have too much marketing and not enough quality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fundamental. Ross Reeves, who was the greatest advertising man who ever lived, guy that came up with melt in your mouth, not in your hand,
mm-hmm.
He said, there is nothing, is no advertising that's stronger than improving your product. And what he meant was make real product improvements, make a better product, and that's the best marketing you could ever have.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you improve your product is to know what you stand for. Know what's my company about. Volvo keeps every single safety change in automobiles in the last 100 years started with Volvo because they knew what they stood
mm-hmm.
for. We're the safe car company.
Mm-hmm.
So every single business, every small business needs to think that way, every owner. And that's how you become a big business.
Well, and it's immutable. That is an immutable position
uh-huh.
for a small business because that's all we have. We don't have price.
Sure.
We can't sell on price. We can't sell on uh-huh. volume. We can't sell on a brand that's intimidating. All we can do is deliver something better than anybody else, and that's what makes people come back. Otherwise, they don't need us. What would make them buy from us, come to our store and buy from us, when they could order a reasonable facsimile online? What would make them do that? It would only be because of what
you
just said.
The thing is that the world needs innovation and new and better businesses every day. But they just don't need new businesses that do the same thing. What does the world need you to be in business? You think about that. It needs you to make their life better in some way, to take away some pain or give them an advantage they didn't have. And that's, again, that's all branding is. Show me that difference. That's all that successful branding is. And keep that in mind, because it's just, there's, and one more thing. I'm a Tom Brady fan. Don't get mad at me, okay? I'm from Boston, so I'm allowed to believe in Brady. Brady used to get down there and throw 400 footballs every single morning as the first guy at practice. And every single time, he put one foot in the other and he threw. Now, you don't think that guy knew how to throw a football, but those fundamentals, he was
he never
best
took them for
the
granted.
Fundamentals.
He never took them for granted.
Never. But anyone will tell you in sports, the best practitioners have the best knowledge of the fundamentals, and they just do them better than anyone else. They skate faster. If you're, you know,
and even though those aren't changing, you have to apply the fundamentals to what the customer expectations are. That's one of the things.
Yep.
The fundamentals will get you to the party. But in order to get invited back, you've got to ask customers what their expectations are. Last thoughts. Go ahead.
That's it. That's it, because human beings never change. You show me a human being that doesn't want to be safer or doesn't want to be smarter or doesn't want to be wealthier or doesn't want to be sexier or more popular or doesn't want to be, more successful. There's no human being that I know that doesn't want those.
Hey, Bill, I need your website one more time. I need your website one more time.
Brand Team 6, S-I-X, Brand Team 6, one word.
All right. Hey, Bill, good job.
You can find it all right
there. Come back soon. Bill Schley, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.